Art critic Jaime Rojas Elgueta has written an essay titled Living with Two Paintings by Raul Vega, Revealing the Essence. He begins, "The gradual awakening of spring in Hawley, Pennsylvania, turned out to be the ideal time to take a closer look at two paintings by Raul Vega in the setting of the historic Victorian house that holds them. Falling, a series that features varied and intense greens, rewards the effort of making one's way down the imposing and steep wooden staircase darkened by time. Provincetown, on the other hand, creates an atmosphere suitable for interpretation and reflection in the library, which opens onto the living room and is punctuated by a light-filled bow window. The spring vegetation struggling to emerge and the full bloom of the floral richness typical of the late Victorian style were an extraordinary context in which to navigate between the two paintings. They lay in opposition, one displaying the variety and sinuosity of tropical greens, and the other enveloped in the severity of the distinct colors and edges of winter, including alternating white, black, coffee, and Arctic blue. It's easy to take a quick look at these paintings and dismiss them as typical Impressionist fare, but when you look at them again and again over time, you begin to see more. While Impressionism is interested in capturing light in all its nuances and fixing a point in time, Raul Vega, on the contrary, transforms light into a means of studying the molecules and fragments of nature that inhabit his work. More specifically, Impressionism focuses on the refraction of light to create a specific atmosphere and accentuate its changing effects on the components of the painting. Raul Vega is interested in the impact of light on the pictorial subject. In his hands, light is a scalpel used to penetrate and rework the material. Indeed, Vega is incisive. He gets to the heart of each leaf stalk, each molecule of water, each splinter derived from random tree barks in order to reveal its reason for being. The truth is evident both visually and tactily and is powerful, making each detail approachable in its multiple variations of texture and color. Elgueta continues, time is also an important element in Vega's way of working. Typically, there is a long initial period of observing nature and noting its many characteristics, similarities, and singularities. This may mean quiet, patient observation in different locations, some hot and others temperate, some flat and others mountainous, while he waits for it to express itself in its most basic and truthful ways. It is reminiscent of the Benedictine practice of ora et labora, praying and working, contemplating and acting. What results is a glimpse into the mystery of life, an understanding for a moment of the connection between us all. Words of art critic Jaime Rojas Elgueta from the book Raul Vega, Textures of Life. Raul Vega is part of the 2025 Artist Studio Tour in Wayne County, and his work, as we've just heard, is rooted in his intense observations of the natural world, here in Wayne County, perhaps, where he has a home. But in any case, through his creative process, he goes deeply to, as Elgueta tells us, essence, the essence of the trees and rushing water and all the rest in his surroundings. So what might start out as an impression of this place may speak to us again, in Elgueta's words, of the mystery of life. The Wayne County Arts Alliance will host its 2025 Artist Studio Tour on July 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's without charge. Janet Gaglione, Executive Director of the Arts Alliance, paid a visit to the WVIA Benko studio to tell us about the organization and the upcoming studio tour.
The Wayne County Arts Alliance has been around since 2003. We've done many projects very nimbly in lots of different places over the years that varied. Our membership are artists and art enthusiasts. You don't have to make your own art to be a member and support all that we do. You just have to believe that art's a good thing in our community. We welcome new members anytime. And very excitingly, in 2003, we had the opportunity to purchase our own building. So now we have a full-time gallery that's open 4 days a week, all year round, and an ever-changing series of exhibits in that gallery of different art.
You do so many things all throughout the year, but one of the key events that the Alliance hosts is this artist tour.
Yes, the artist studio tour was actually one of the reasons a group of six professional artists in Wayne County started the organization, because they wanted to do an artist studio tour and open their studios to the public, and they wanted to raise some money in order to promote it and advertise it. So they started a fundraiser, and that and other reasons put together the Arts Alliance in general. And it's certainly easier to raise funding and donations when you're a 501(c) organization. So they went through all the problems to create that for us. And now we're in our 22nd year of our studio tour, which is so exciting. This year we have 20 artists on the tour, all over Wayne County, north to south. And five of those artists are actually new to the tour. They're not new artists, they've been artists for ages, but they're new to being on the studio tour. So for people who have visited the tour before, we have several of your favorite artists back again, and some new ones to see with an amazing variety of different mediums and interpretations. That's what's so exciting about the tour. You get to go to the artist studio and see where they make what they make. Ask them questions, talk to them, and have a lovely drive through rural Wayne County on the way to each of the studios, because they're a bit spread out. It challenges you to see as many as you wish, but that's the option. We have 20 artists in 18 locations plus our headquarters, and visitors can visit one, can visit three, can put pedal to the metal for 3 days and visit all of them. It's very, very exciting. The tour dates are July 11th, 12th, and 13th, coming up very soon. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The studios are open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each of those days. And at our gallery, which is on Main Street in Honesdale, 959 Main Street, we have a studio tour preview exhibit going on right now, where visitors can stop in and see an example of one or two pieces of art of each of the tour artists, and then decide, well, I have to see more of that one, and I have to see more of that one, and grab a brochure or look up the map online or check out the big map on the wall and plan their day or their visit or their time.
Have people been coming in leading up to the tour? Have you noticed traffic, people coming in and doing just that?
Oh, absolutely. People have been asking me for the brochure before it was even printed at the beginning of June. It's like, where do you have the map? Do you have the map out yet? Which artists are on the tour? Now, we've been announcing the artists' names, of course, but we didn't have the map printed until last month. And so people do plan their day. We have people ask me a year in advance to confirm the dates of next year's tour, because people travel in. Perhaps people who lived here and moved away and are coming back for the summer or back for a weekend, or people coming in from all over the place, certainly the tri-state area as well as California and other places, to do whatever they want to do for the summer in Wayne County or this area and have a chance to see some of the art along the way.
Certainly not all of the artists do directly, but I would imagine many of the artists do reflect in their work one way or another on the place where they are, they work, and they love.
Very much so. I mean, some artists, Burton Bullis, nearly all of his beautiful pastel detailed paintings are of local areas. He names them this creek at this corner, and this hill and this mountainside in the snow or in the springtime. So some of the artists are very specific about doing their work here. We have an artist new to the tour, Nancy Lopez, who's actually on the back of our program this year. She certainly has taken photographs all over the place in her travels, but a great many of her photographs are the beautiful nature that is around us right here in this corner of the state, the woods and the sunlight and everything else.
And that's what we often look to artists for, to help us see what we might take for granted or not notice, or a new place if we haven't explored Wayne County, just see it freshly.
And it's such a lovely variety of art. I mean, we have painters, we have glass artists, Trish does fused glass creations, which is just a fascinating process with lots of little bits and pieces that create anything under the sun that she chooses to make. We have two different artists that work with wood, glass, and metal. One of our artists new to the tour, Michael Sergey, creates tables and benches and all sorts of things, and the supports of the tables are a twisted, what looks like practically a twisted bundle of twigs, but it's a carefully crafted support to a table that has been refinished and put together properly, but it looks like something that fell off the outdoor woods out back, which is just delightful to have the idea of bringing the outside inside. And one of the artists new to the tour, Chelsea Heron, does immaculately detailed portraits of different people. And that's what I love about the tour, the variety of art that we can represent and celebrate. And, you know, you have a chance to go talk to someone who does something you didn't even know people made art into, out of, or whatever. And that's exciting to see new things.
The word alliance is interesting because these artists have studios, as you suggest, spread all over. So they're working often alone for long periods of time. So it must be refreshing to have a point of contact with others, whether it's at a meeting or a gallery opening that you host as the year goes on.
Yes, each of our exhibitions at the gallery, and we had 12 this year, well, we'll have 12 before the end of the year is up, they function as our opening reception, meet and greet, a chance for the artists to get together in a somewhat formal, informal setting at our gallery, also to welcome new people, visit new friends, collaborate. There was a wonderful collaboration exhibition at the gallery 2 months ago that was a collaboration between the Wayne County Arts Alliance artists and a group of writers called Yarnslingers. And the opening reception was two parts. There was a reading of the stories, and then everyone came over to the gallery to see the art that was created in reaction to those stories that had actually been inspired by songs. So it was a wonderful combination of every medium you can imagine all put together. And it was really fun to see the writers and the artists talking about what came first, what came second, how things were inspired, and how that creative process is expressed in different ways.
What about chairs?
Chairs. For a number of years now, we've done an outdoor summer art project each year. And we choose an object, and a number of artists get to take, make, create, embellish, make it into art. And then generous sponsors in our community sponsor each of these objects at their location for the whole summer. So this year it is chairs. And chairs came about because New Wave Woodworking gave me a call a year and a half ago and says, hey, we've got all these chair frames, just the wooden frames, for what would have been a big overstuffed living room chair. But it was just the wooden frames. And they said, you know, these are cracked. We can't use them. Would the Arts Alliance like them? And I said, great, any chance you can store them for us for another year? And they did. They've been wonderfully supportive. So they donated all these chair frames. And artists signed up to participate, and each one took a frame and made something fabulous. There's 35 different chairs. Each one is totally different. Some of them started with a different frame than the other, so they don't even start out identical. And they're planted in 35 different businesses all over Wayne County. There is a map and information about each of the artists online, our website, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, and there's a brochure and a map and a QR code to find them all, and it just makes for a fun sort of Where's Waldo thing all summer to go find the different chairs and see what each artist sees and does. So that's this year's summer art project. Then, of course, if you really like one of those chairs, watch our website, because they all will be auctioned after Labor Day as a fundraiser for the Arts Alliance. I mean, I'm getting questions already about when does the auction start? I like that one. Other things going on at the Arts Alliance, as I said, our gallery exhibitions change out about every 6 weeks. Coming up July 19th is a fabulous exhibition that was envisioned by Pauline Glakokoulos, who is one of the founding members of the Arts Alliance, and it's called 26, and it's all about the 26 letters in the alphabet. And the concept behind it is, for centuries, different artists, back to the monks doing illuminated manuscripts, have taken the written word and written letters and interpreted that into different kinds of art. And this particular exhibition is 15 different artists that has also been curated by Rocky Pizzetti. And so we have everything from watercolor to sketches to 3D multimedia to neon, and that's going to fill the gallery for a little over a month, which sounds just so exotically fun. How do you write an A? And you can come see how 15 different artists choose to do that. And then, of course, our Great Wall of Honesdale is in its 10th year. That's at the south end of Main Street in Honesdale. It is a huge wall. The lovely people at Top Notch Distributors graciously allowed us to put up brackets, and we mount 12, 11-foot by 17-foot representations that have been reproduced on billboard vinyl of original art. And that new wall went up in June, and we'll be there for a full year. And then next year, we'll have 12 new pieces of art on the wall.
And we've talked before, Janet, about the fact that people go, stop, pull over, and want selfies, either want to take pictures of the images or want themselves in, under, below.
Absolutely. It's so convenient. The CVS happens to have a parking lot right now, so you can safely pull over and get a close-up look at the art or get a picture with the art.
And do I remember, Janet, that when it gets to be around Halloween, you all pull out the stops and have a blast?
We do. It's called the Halloween Bash. It's going to be in the middle of October this year. I'm not sure the date. Check our website. It's on there, waynecountyartsalliance.org. And it's a big celebration. And the past 2 or 3 years, it's been a collaboration celebration between the Wayne County Arts Alliance and the Cooperage Project, which has their own calendar of 4,000 events every year. It's fabulous to have them across the street. And it's an adult dance party costume contest. If you want to take the kids out, take them out trick-or-treating some other time. This is an adult party. It's a BYOB. It's a crazy costume contest with live music and lots of fun.
You are someone who works with costumes in another context. What kinds of things as an artist have you been doing, either with theater or on your own?
Haven't had a whole lot of time to make my own art lately. I've been busy with running the different things at the Arts Alliance. That's a balance that I haven't quite figured all out yet. I do theatrical wardrobe work, mostly up in Buffalo, several times a year. And I do fiber art and quilts when I can find the time.
The thing that's so nice in talking to you, Janet, is that you've been with the Arts Alliance for a length of time that would allow you to have some perspective on growth and development of the art in the county, for example. What do you see?
I find it very exciting. We're actually in the middle of a membership drive right now to help establish some funding for us, because other funding for the arts and not-for-profit organizations is a bit challenging right now, that if we build up our membership base, we'll have a little more security in being able to produce all the different things we do. And the programs we do, I mean, I'm a part-time person at the Arts Alliance. Our board are volunteers. Our members are volunteers. Most of the persons who lead our different projects are volunteers. So the projects we've done over the years have changed. We used to have a movie night thing. We used to have a couple of things that we don't do anymore. And now we have the projects we do now. And in 3 years, we may have three more projects that we do. Because our bottom line is we want to celebrate and show off the wonderful art that's created by the people in our area and encourage everyone to express themselves through art, whether they consider themselves an artist or just your average person. Expressing art is so important to our sanity and our who we are and our humanity. So it's important. It's an important part of our lives. We need beauty and celebration and love and art in our lives to balance all the everyday, gotta go to work.
Please review your website for us.
The website for the Wayne County Arts Alliance is waynecountyartsalliance.org. Our studio tour is coming up July 11th, 12th, and 13th. And all the information is on the website. Stop by our gallery, 959 Main Street in Honesdale. And we hope to see you soon.
Janet Gaglione, Executive Director of the Wayne County Arts Alliance, stopping in at the WVIA Benko Studio. The Wayne County Arts Alliance will host its 22nd annual Artist Studio Tour on July 11th, 12th, and 13th, 20 artists in 18 studio locations around Wayne County, plus the tour headquarters at the WCAA Gallery, which is located at 959 Main Street in Honesdale. The tour is free and open to the public from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. You just need a map, a brochure, and you can proceed at your own pace and decide how many of the 18 locations you might want to visit. That's the Wayne County Arts Alliance 2025 Artist Studio Tour, July 11th, 12th, and 13th, at locations around Wayne County, and the tour headquarters, a good place to start, at the WCAA Gallery, 959 Main Street in Honesdale. Again, the event is free and open to the public.